More than 250 people turned out at the Rocky Mountain Center for Innovation and Technology, the former and currently empty campus of Agilent Technologies. The goal, according to Loveland Department of Economic Development's Betsy Hale, is to bring together businesses and NASA to explore collaborations.
Today's event is really about this afternoon, and it's about all of you sharing, this is what my company's doing, and this is what my company's doing, and this is what we need. And boy, if NASA could just do that.
Loveland is reinvigorating its partnership with NASA after a deal between the federal agency and the Colorado Association for Manufacturing Technology soured last March. Since then, the city has put up $150,000 to float a tech transfer initiative for about 25 local companies. So what exactly does that look like? Ohio-based NASA Glenn Research Center Director Ray Lugo says it could look something like a recent collaboration with a vinyl record maker in Cleveland.
He had a problem in that he needed sensor technology so that he could make sure that when he was pressing the records, he was not pressing them the wrong way. And so that's a technology that we actually work on at NASA Glenn.
One of the beneficiaries so far of the Loveland Initiative is Vergent Products, which creates things like sensors to test molten aluminum. CEO Terry Precht says he's already traveled to the Glenn Center in Cleveland to discuss patents and new opportunities. His latest idea?
I can't give away too much, I'm sorry, but it's going to be measuring various types of environmental elements. Let me just put it that way.
The Loveland collaboration is one of a few going on across the country, according to Diana Hoyt, who works in NASA's Innovative Partnership Office.
We are trying to find ways that mere mortals can understand NASA technology and also to teach NASA how to understand the business community. So we're opening the gates on both ends.
Hoyt works in an office that was created by President Barack Obama with the purpose of using taxpayer-funded technology to create jobs in the coming years, a newly revived mission for NASA, and a new one for the city of Loveland, which is hoping its investment will pay off in the form of jobs soon. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.